Howdy Neighbors, Ron Hayes reporting from Nashville and the Bayer Crop Science Ag Issues Forum for 2012. Day one of this Ag Issues Forum, heard from several speakers, including Kai Robertson, Director of Food, Beverage, and Agricultural Practices at the Business for Social Responsibility. Specifically, Kai talking with the group of media about the growing problem in her mind of food waste. So tell me about BSR, first of all.
So BSR is a network of companies who are our members, and we work with them on sustainability-related issues. We have over 300 companies who look to us for consulting, research, and otherwise bringing them together around strategies that help them adopt more sustainable business practices.
You were talking today here at the SAG Issues Forum about the whole concept of how many pounds of food that we waste just in the United States, and it's an astounding number.
Yeah, you're right. It's unbelievable. We have, according to the EPA, more than 67 billion pounds of food were put in the landfill in 2010. And that's, by many estimates, a low number because it's missing some key data points. And the key, from my perspective, is to put into context, well, what, you know, 67 billion people, how much could that, 7 billion pounds, how many people could that feed? We've got 47 million Americans who are living below the poverty line. Clearly struggling to make ends meet. And if you took that simply that 67 billion pounds of food and did the simple math, you'd get be able to serve all those 47 million people four meals a day, you know, the entire year. So, you know, it's a big number. It's a number that we could do something about.
You know, we're struggling with obesity in this country with already so many calories. How do we end up with that much extra food that we don't even eat?
Well, so the food waste really takes place across the entire food system, the food chain, so from farm to fork. There's waste happening all along the way, and so it all adds up. And there are a number of different reasons for it. From at the producer level, the grower level, sometimes it's just not economically make sense to pick the food if you can't get the higher price than your cost of harvesting it. Or there's lost because their labor is not available to pick the food, or, you know, in the production side, something in a food processing factory facility may not be produced to spec based on what their end customer wants. So that could get tossed if there's no outlet for it. Then we have consumers like, you know, you and I as eaters who, you know, maybe overorder or are overserved, or otherwise the food is not, you know, goes into landfill, into the trash because we aren't keeping it.
When we think about, you know, that particular amount and that level of excess that we have, you know, how do we capture some of that and be able to somehow turn that back to either the people in this country or maybe more exports?
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge challenge because it is so multifaceted. And the answers, there's a multitude of answers. And, you know, on the one hand, it's food waste is really a distribution problem. We have enough calories to feed the world. We just don't have a way of getting all the food out to everybody. So there are logistical answers in terms of improving the logistics, and there are groups who are trying to glean and produce off fields if it's not harvested and bring that into the food bank system. There are supermarkets looking at how can we work more closely with local farmers to provide our food, the produce that's no longer edible, but they don't want to send it to landfill, can they work with farmers to turn that into animal feed? So there's really a host of issues, solutions to this, some requiring some new innovation and maybe more incentives, different incentives from the government.
So at the end of the day, when we start thinking about, you know, this whole issue, this problem of food waste, what should agriculture's response be to this, production agriculture?
So I think it's interesting when you think about farmers, the food that they're producing is going to waste. And if I was a farmer, that would really bother me because there's a lot of resources, a lot of energy, water, and time that goes into producing food. So there's clearly, there's this higher purpose of thinking about, you know, what we produce, couldn't that be put to better use?
Mm-hmm.
There is loss happening at the farm level. The economics sometimes just don't make sense. So thinking about how to change that, whether it's finding markets that can pay at a higher price, addressing some of the issues related to labor shortages. These are all very complex, multi-layered problems, so they're not easy to solve. Some companies are starting up looking at tapping into existing logistics systems so that if there's unharvested food that's not harvested on the farm, mm-hmm. is there somebody who's willing to take it, and is there economic benefit for the farmer to work with that company?
Kai Robertson, who's with the Business for Social Responsibility Group, talking about this issue of food waste here in the United States and how it has impact not just in the U.S. but globally as well. Reporting from Bayer Crop Science Ag Issues Forum for 2012, Ron Hayes with you on OklahomaFarmReport.com.